Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your entrepreneurial peers on the journey of self-leadership mastery and life success. Reinvent or evolve yourself as you redesign your business. Dual innovation. Take charge of who you next become. Feel more deeply to think, act, lead, and mentor more clearly and more effectively. Learn something new from our conversation today.
I thoroughly enjoy talking to you, Nancy, because you ask such great questions. You take my mind to places I wouldn't normally go. And so it's great because it expands me. And you're so articulate. And I think you're really tuned in. I think you really have a grasp about the bigger things. I mean, obviously the business piece and all this, the physical earth things that you are involved in, but then this bigger wisdom piece, I think you have that. And so it's always such a pleasure to speak with you. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Welcome to We Mentor Mondays. I'm Nancy. Jan Lehman is with us through her phone today. And hi, Jan.
Hi.
Our first conversation came through your presentation on Control Your Inbox presentation in April 6th in 2018. We learned about how to effectively manage email, time management methods, and creating a culture of productivity within a sales team. We've since had two podcast conversations that I recently re-aired called Cranking Out High Quality Work and Creating a Culture of Productivity. And you talked about working with progressive leaders and how the ones that you work with hold the baton through change to create a culture of time management, technology, and talent, because that's how you make deeper change or more permanent change.
That's a good recap.
All right, good. So before I share more information about Jan's background and we get into our conversation, I wanted to let you know that Sally Doyle is today's podcast sponsor. You can schedule a profit analysis with Sally for only $149. You can take charge of your money life and get a second opinion. Sally Doyle is the founder of Absolute Business Solutions. She's known as a trustworthy bookkeeper who loves crunching the numbers for small business owners and entrepreneurs. You can sleep soundly knowing that every dollar in your business is 100% accounted for. You're freed up to do the work you're good at and keep leading. And Sally also is particularly gifted during this COVID-19 pandemic in helping business owners figure out their money stuff and the government programs like the Paycheck Protection Plan and that kind of thing. So she's a profit strategist, bookkeeper, and innovative thinker. Give her a call at Absolute Business Solutions, 1-651-208-8151. And now on to our today's guest. So Jan, you just heard her voice. She's an executive coach, productivity consultant, and speaker. She's founder and CEO of Circle the Client Productivity. CTC Productivity is a Twin Cities-based, woman-owned and operated business. With over 20 years of corporate consulting experience, Jan is not just an expert in the field of productivity, she personally understands the unique challenges of leading a busy professional life. With three young children and a company to run, Jan fully understands the importance of maintaining a work-life balance. The roots of Jan's business acumen and people-first attitude can be traced back to her formal education. She earned a business degree in operations and system management with a minor in psychology from Indiana University Kelley School of Business. So CTC Productivity is the perfect forum for her to blend her people skills and productivity expertise. A lot has happened, whoa, Jan, since our last conversations in 2018. Especially
I know,
this year.
It's been years since life was normal.
Yeah, that's right. So I've asked you to be part of our Life in Times of COVID-19 Part 2 podcast series because we all have needed to restructure our organizations and productivity has really been redefined as we needed to slow down and redesign and kind of integrate our work into our home lives differently, or, you know, now everything is all together. Microsoft Office has rolled out a new platform that has a suite of tools for employees, and you would like to give us an update about getting employees to use the suite of tools available to them. So mm-hmm. let's get started.
Awesome.
Okay. So how are you doing since the hammer went down in March and we're in this physical isolation and cancellation of big events and transitions? You've got three young kids. They're finishing out distancing learning at home. How's it going?
You know, we're actually doing great. I was just telling a friend this morning, it's weird, but I've sort of really enjoyed this kind of intense family bonding time.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of my friends that have, you know, children that were away at college and even away in other cities working have come back home during this time. So, I don't know, in some weird way, there's really been some great positive things that have come from it. Certainly lots of scary things with income and all of that and health, but, kind of a mix, definitely a mix of feelings.
How's your work shaped up here during this time? How's it changed?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So major halt, like a lot of businesses. So my coaching, I definitely still have some coaching clients, but a lot have put a hold on things. And I think a lot of people feel bad right now spending money. Even if they're an essential business, it feels funny, right? So
yeah.
I'm seeing a shift right now of that, where people are starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel and the need for getting back on the, you know, on the horse. But definitely the coaching has significantly slowed down. I think the thing that probably scares me the most, or is going to have the longer term impact though, is public speaking. The fact that all of our big events were canceled, because that is my sales funnel. So I do a lot of public speaking, which drives my coaching and business and our Office 365 technology projects, services, and all that kind of stuff. So I had six conferences, I think, that were canceled. So
oh my gosh.
Definitely a hit.
Yeah. Well, it looks like you're going to be on the podcast circuit a lot.
Exactly. I'm very available.
Yeah. How are you thinking about doing the public speaking?
Well, actually, it's been really kind of fun. So I'm a member of NSA, so professional member of National Speakers Association. It's a wonderful organization, and there's been just a number of great sessions recently about how to do virtual presentations. And so I actually now I have a session scheduled this Friday with a sales leaders organization, and then one at the end of the month with a large organization, a large association. So, and I'm excited to be trying these, new kind of virtual interactive type of approaches. They're not going to be quite as effective as being face to face, but we've got great technology right now that allows us to be as interactive as possible, even in a virtual space.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people are more forgiving now because we're all learning it ourselves, together.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So your proactive and positive approach to everything. How has your productivity level been showing up, or has the productivity critic appeared?
I'm naturally wired to be like a task manager and get stuff done. So I'm just shifting my focus, which I'm hoping that a lot of people listening are doing the same. And there's so much that we should be doing for our businesses that we don't get to when we're busy. And so that's where my focus has been. So I've really been looking at really streamlining the processes in my business and leveraging automation. So certainly walking the talk of, what we do for our, the service we deliver to our customers. And so one of the things I always advise our clients, and I'd advise listeners to do, is, if you do have downtime right now, like, pay attention to time consuming repetitive tasks, things you kind of do over and over again, and look for ways to automate those. And, to give an example, when we onboard new clients, there's a lot that goes into it. You got to send a W-9, you got to set them up in QuickBooks, you've got to, do a number of different emails. And so I've spent the time to create a workflow within my CRM tool, my customer relationship management tool. And it's just technology that's been there that we just don't take the time to explore. And now I'm super excited. So when I get a new client now, I flip a switch in my CRM and automatically all these emails go out. And, you know, 5 months later, my survey goes out to the customer on how did I do as a coach? And, you know, it just takes away all that maintenance work I would normally have to do. So, yeah, I've actually been having a lot of fun working on tactical things as well as bigger strategic things on my business.
Yeah. How have you worked out with your employees? Are they on furlough? Are you part of the Paycheck Protection plan?
Yeah.
How is that working?
Interesting enough, I used to own a home organizing business. In addition to the productivity consulting side we do with corporations, and I actually sold the business in February. And with the business went all the employees. So I actually don't have employees now. I've got a team of subcontractors. So I feel lucky, I guess, in a way that I didn't quite have to deal with all that because I can imagine the amount of stress that's associated with employees. I did go through and I did get approval for the PPP just for my own salary. And, yep. And I did get that funding. And now we're going through the fun exercise of trying to interpret, you know, how do we actually prove that the money was used the right way and be forgiven for that loan?
Yeah, I think a lot of business owners share your concern there. Were you part of the first level of funding that went out, the 2.0?
No.
Okay, this was the second round?
I'm very frustrated with the process, like I'm sure many of the listeners have been, that it was amazing how long it took because my application was so darn simple, one person, right? And I got it was in the pipeline with the bank and everything stopped and it was, you know, queued up for when the next funding was going to be released. And it was pretty quick after the next amount of funds were released that I got approval, but it was a little scary.
Yeah. So how quick was it? Like a week, a few days?
I think I can't remember, like 4 days maybe after.
Okay.
So 4 days to a week, somewhere in there.
Okay. And did you fill the paperwork out with your banker? Did you have your accountant work with you on it? How did that work?
I just did it online with my current bank.
Okay. So that part was not bad. Yeah.
Again, it was pretty easy to calculate. It's just me. It would definitely be much more difficult with part-time employees, et cetera.
Now, I know that each government has a hotline for small business owners to call. In Minnesota, ours has been particularly responsive. I know business owners who have been, you know, on the line multiple times that they've called. The wait has been under 3 minutes.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah. Right. Have you needed to call the hotline at all?
No, but I'm going to call them now because I have one question. So thank you.
Oh, good. Yeah. So time it so to get an idea of how long the wait is. Yeah. Okay. Very good. All right. So we'll get to some more Microsoft Office platform. You know, some of the tips that you have prepared for the listeners and myself, because I always include myself in the learning. You had mentioned in our phone conversation when I let you know that I had chosen your couple of shows to re-air a couple of weeks ago because time management, talent, and what was the third?
Technology.
Yeah, they're still, you know, really something that we're reevaluating, especially now. And I thought it was the information was very pertinent. You had mentioned that you were writing a book about personal development and process improvement and that you're planning to finish this year as a result of some of our confinement to being at home. Yeah. And I imagine that you have a little bit more time freed up if you're working with independent contractors versus employees and you've sold your other business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So I'm doing writing every morning for the most part, blocking time. And it's amazing if you've ever written a book. It takes forever. And
yeah, it does.
But I'm committed to get it done this year. So
okay, can you give us some ideas of like a sneak preview of what's going to be in the book?
Yeah, so it's interesting. It mimics a little bit about kind of the intro you gave about my business. I think one of the big things that I've learned over the years of being a productivity consultant is Often an individual within an organization can't make all the changes they need to be fully productive without the support of the organization. And so the book is really about creating a culture of productivity and the importance of leadership to support and provide that environment where individuals can thrive in a productive space.
Yeah.
So it really, you know, I think about, I've had multiple clients. For instance, if I'm in a presentation and I'm talking about one of the concepts like focus time and the importance of having, you know, putting a note up on your cubicle saying you need that you're having focus time and you need quiet, uninterrupted time. And I'll have multiple participants say, you know, that's just not part of our culture. That would never be accepted. So it's such a simple and important strategy for everybody at work to have quiet, uninterrupted time. But if management isn't going to enforce that and make sure people respect it, then that individual is limited on what they can do. So that's where I had a big aha moment over the years. And so I now coach from the top of an organization down because it's a more effective way of changing the culture and driving productivity.
Yeah, and you need their buy-in, right, to whatever recommendations that you're making.
Yeah, and often what I'm finding is leaders don't have a full understanding of the amount of time waste within their organizations.
Well, how do you even figure that out?
Well, it's interesting. I've actually been doing a lot of that during my downtime of figuring out assessments. And I've spent a lot of time going through and crunching past metrics of information we've collected from our customers and looking at the areas where the waste is. And so I've created new tools to help identify for the leaders in the organization where the potential is. And then created new tools for capturing the metrics after coaching and presentation sessions. And I'm so excited, Nancy. I have to tell you, I figured out finally last week after I going back through piles of data that looking at all the people that we've helped over the years, we've helped some people all the way up to like 40%, you know, increase in time, all the way, you know, down to like just a couple percentages. But on average, we very conservatively, on average, we provide 10% increase in your time. And so 10% sounds so small, but when you think about 10% over a year, that's like giving somebody more than a month back in their year. So it's a massive impact. So I'm super excited. So we're really figuring out how to make leaders aware of where the waste is and the potential for improvement so that they're willing to invest in their people to make the change.
I like the idea that you have a, you know, pre and post.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. You know, here's how you're using time right now. Here's the improvement over a period of time when you've implemented these certain tools. Do you have also the specific tools that are creating the better results, or is it just the training?
It's everything. It's really getting in and figuring out where the waste is for the individual. I feel like our job is figuring out where the waste opportunity is first before we can even come in and identify where we need to coach and train.
Well, where do you see the waste like normally? Is there?
So, there's a lot of typicals. So typically interruptions is huge. So, and that's why it goes back to company culture. And if everybody's, you know, allowed to interrupt each other constantly, that's a huge issue. Every time we get interrupted, we lose on average 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So you're talking about somebody taking two steps forward and one step back all day long. Poorly run meetings is another huge time waster. So we spend a lot of time there. Teaching people to more effectively leverage the talent within their team, like becoming a better delegator and coach, all those kind of things.
Nice. Most entrepreneurs are not big meeting people, but I realize the reason they aren't is because if they're leading them, they're not organizing the meetings more efficiently, you know, and productively. There's even software that now does that, right, to help people with managing meetings better.
Yeah, that's one of the things in Office 365. I think there's some great tools within there to help provide tools for capturing action items and the agenda and minutes and kind of organizing and keeping the information together and then providing more of a dashboard kind of view on the status of those action items. But in addition to that, there's always the soft skill training that needs to go along with it. You know, not everybody's wired to be a facilitator of a meeting.
Right.
Simple.
Yeah.
So again, that's where it's either training that person to know how to run a meeting or having them step to the side and be more like the subject matter expert that's contributing, but they're not the facilitator. There's lots of opportunities with meeting management to run those more efficiently.
Could you give us some of the suite of tools that have become available for employees that business owners should be aware of?
Yeah, well, like most of the technology, we find companies invest in it and then barely scratch the surface using it. And so definitely see that, you know, already with Microsoft 365. And it used to be called Office 365. Just a couple of weeks ago, it was renamed to Microsoft 365. With the pandemic, you know, the good or bad news is a lot of employees were pushed onto the platform to use video and chat, which is fabulous. So they're starting to get in there and really explore the tool, which is great. But that's just like the tip of the iceberg of what's possible. And so what we're not seeing people do quite yet, and it would be really important for us to make sure companies are exploring it, especially if you're going to have to stay working remotely for, you know, longer than a few more weeks, is really getting in and understanding features like, we talked about kind of meetings, how to run meetings more effectively. Other things would be, let's say you're used to everybody go into a conference room and you draw on a whiteboard, right? And so now how do you do that in a virtual environment? And there are great tools within 365 that allow you to do that. There's actually one tool called a whiteboard tool. It's not the one we necessarily love, but it is one that's being marketed as a replacement for that. We actually recommend using OneNote, which is a tool that's been around for a long time, but it's included within the 365 suite. It has a great tool for that kind of whiteboarding. So people can be, you know, together looking at a virtual whiteboard, just like you were sitting around a conference room looking at the whiteboard in the room. So simple little tools like that. But in addition, I think where there's a big gap is people aren't yet, companies aren't yet moving their data off of like their shared network folder into the cloud and leveraging some of the great features. Mm-hmm. And so right now people are still VPNing into the network and, you know, pulling out their document. But if companies were to move their data more into the cloud, then individuals would have a lot more power and control. They could search more easily. There's just a lot of potential opportunity for easier remote work and, you know, using mobile devices and things like that when you got your data moved out to the cloud. We're also not seeing people taking advantage of the ability to collaborate live on documents. So we're still seeing people, if we were in the face-to-face environment, we're still seeing people print off a Word document and drop it off on their boss's desk for comments, you know, to red pen it. And in reality, what should be happening is you should be sending a link to that document and allowing somebody to collaborate live on that one single version. Yeah, and you can control access. So if you don't want them to edit it because you're afraid they're going to screw something up, you can give them just comment access, but they're still doing it live on the actual document. So instead of dropping off a paper copy or emailing, you know, an attachment, which is just a snapshot of the document, it's much better to have everybody linking into the same live version of a document. So again, lots and lots of opportunity within the 365 suite. Microsoft Teams, you might be hearing that term a lot. Teams is like a collaboration. I think of it as a collaboration, communication, and organizational hub. And so there's lots of things that are going on within that environment, how all of these pieces I've talked about work together.
Yeah.
The one watch out I give, though, is I want people to be excited about the technology, but you want to be careful. What makes this suite of tools so amazing is that it's highly integrated. And because it's highly integrated, you can create a mess if you're not careful. So we definitely don't want companies just like opening up the floodgates and letting everybody play with everything. To give you an example, when you create a Microsoft team, behind the scenes, what actually happens is it creates a SharePoint site and a OneNote notebook for the team and a plan for the team and a group calendar for the team. And so companies aren't realizing as their employees are playing and they're creating one, you know, another team and yet another team, that they're creating this huge mess behind the scenes. And So we've been brought in to do a lot of cleanup for companies and teach them how to, you know, do it differently and more effectively. But it's an amazing tool set. So I'm super excited because now that everybody's sort of on it,
yeah,
to use video and chat, they're, you know, that little bit of that scared, you know, it's hard to get people on a new platform. So now that at least they're sitting on it, it'll be easier to start adding more features.
Yeah. And I think how much time do you think business owners should be allowing their teams to really, the learning process or the practicing part, you know, none of that is kind of factored in to their schedules or their level of efficiency, which is why some people take these shortcuts or don't really utilize the tools that are there, is they don't have time. But yet, yeah, if the learning time was factored in and the plan and practicing time to get it right, that then that would be a great bonus for employees to really use what you've paid for.
For sure. Yeah, we see it. It's interesting. I mean, email has been around forever.
Yeah.
And I'm to this day, I'm still training on email and having aha moments from the vast majority of the audience on things that they probably should have known 20 years ago. And so training, the way we approach training does need to change. A lot of companies will do just a, you know, a one day quick training and never revisit. I don't see a lot of companies going and doing best practice sharing sessions. Because you know there's somebody like right down the hallway that's probably a master user of a tool, and right next door is somebody that's, you know, really struggling. And you're absolutely right, Nancy. It's hitting pause every once in a while and taking the opportunity to share these best practices around technology is super smart. Plus, we give a lot of advice to companies when you're onboarding employees and how to, you know, make sure they really understand the tools. Most people will say, oh, yeah, no, I know how to use Microsoft Word and Excel and Outlook, but do they really know how to use it fully, you know, to its fullest potential or to the potential it should be used for that role and that job?
Yeah. And right. There's certainly different levels of expertise in that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you hire
That's
somebody
why we
thinking.
Run at different speeds.
Well, and some people say, you know, yes, they're fluent at using Microsoft or Excel worksheets, but then, you know, you have them do the work and it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
That there's a lot of gaps in their learning. But do you think one way to address that also is in the team meetings to have time to talk about technology and how they're using it each week?
Yeah, it could be a great agenda item. I mean, always allowing time for looking at how can we work smarter. And it doesn't always have to be a technology-focused thing. But yeah, it is well worth the time.
Yeah. Okay, terrific. Yeah, I think if you've got those kinds of regular meetings with the team that you're working with to problem solve and really support people during the stressful time of learning new things, that helps everybody to have a common language and also to see where to help each other.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, good idea to put on the agenda item as an agenda item every week to work smarter. How can we do this better? Yeah, recently we opened up a Schwab account and there was a glitch with the account and there was a concierge that came and it was the glitch on their end, but they, you know, put $25 into our account for the error. And
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, that's what we need to be thinking about as small business owners. You know, when there's a glitch, how can we act as concierge to make sure that the experience is really a good experience for our customers and clients? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Well, is there anything else? This has been really productive. Hey, productive conversation. I'm not surprised.
I love it. You're so cute. Yeah. Well, is there any area you want to explore more that you have more questions about or?
I love talking about email because out of all the new modalities, email is still the most trusted way to get information through when it's working, when it's getting you the information, not 3 hours later, but or an hour and a half.
Our delay today.
Yeah, right, exactly. Oh, God. That was really funny. But what are you seeing with how people are using email now? Are younger people, you know, the millennials, do they use email as frequently as different other generations?
Oh, it's a great question. So we're seeing, one company we found had a 35% higher engagement rate using tools like Microsoft Teams and Slack, more of this new communication. So if you haven't seen it, it's a different way of communicating than email. And so envision, like, it looks a little bit like social media. So it has like emojis, you could be doing like a thumbs up. And so it sort of matches how millennials grew up and the sort of communication they're used to. So we're seeing a higher engagement rate with this new communication platform versus email. But really what's going to be happening over time is slowly internal communication within a business is going to be leaving email and be completely within these new communication tools like Microsoft Teams or the Slack tool, if you've heard of that.
I've heard of it, but I've never used it. So now I'm more curious to learn it. Yeah.
Well, Slack was one of the first on the market. And then Microsoft is like, oh, holy crap, we're losing market share, right? And so I don't know who came up with the idea first, but Slack seemed to get press. It got press earlier. And then Microsoft Teams came in right behind it and definitely has a big part of the market share. But you know, what's really happening is everything we're doing these days is highly collaborative. And so we've sort of outgrown email. And so we need a different way of working. So one of the issues, you know, we see a lot of people trying to use email right now for planning. And you can't use email to plan, but they're trying to use it as a planning tool. And so again, this new platform provides a better way of planning your work. People are trying to use, you know, email to collaborate or for a delegation. And again, it doesn't work effectively there. So slowly what you're going to see is organizations, especially organizations that are currently using Microsoft, they're going to be migrating away from email for internal communication. They're going to stay on email for a long time with external communication. But it'll become a more manageable tool because the volume is really going to go down there. But over time, that conversation will also come into this new platform. And so we'll start having our customers within these teams and these highly collaborative environments, collaborating with them on PowerPoint documents and Excel spreadsheets and communicating with them within this team structure. So our world's definitely going to be evolving.
Nice. Good. Oh, gosh, this is fantastic. Well,
stuff ahead.
Yeah, right. Keep planning. And this is a good time to be learning new software.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Good. All right. Well, this has been a fruitful conversation, and I appreciate giving us a better understanding of Microsoft 365. And, you know, what's new and what's happening there and how people are utilizing their time or wasting it. I think we need to see more of that too. And when people are going through a lot emotionally, they're also a little bit slower because they're processing a lot of what does this change all mean?
Uh-huh.
Have you seen some of that with some of your clients?
Yeah, for sure. One of the best things, you know, a team leader can do right now is really understand where the person's at emotionally and in their physical environment. You know, if you're not in a good mental state, you're never going to be productive. And so, you know, ideally we want to have a good understanding of, you know, for some people working from home is like more quiet. A lot of people are up in their cabins, you know, by themselves.
Yeah, right. Less interruptions.
Better than an office environment for focus. And, but if you have somebody, heaven forbid, that has young children at home and they're trying to do the schooling, really important to understand where their mental state is. And I would say one of the big things to do right now is change their goals for the year. So if they originally had more bigger strategic kind of, you know, really deep thinking projects, you definitely want to be reassessing what they can do, what's feasible, or their stress level will go out the roof.
Yeah.
There definitely has to be some shifting, but you'll have people right now that have the time now for some of the stuff that I'm working on, right? That maybe can shift into working on some more process improvement and strategic work, like figuring out your value proposition, you know, how much time are you saving for your customer, that kind of stuff. So yeah. I would look at each person individually and meet them where they're at for sure.
Okay, excellent. All right. Wow. This is like a Minnesota goodbye. You know, you start like 30 minutes ahead of time.
I love it.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thanks for your tips. We'll keep you posted and in the loop, actually, because I'm doing this series. You know, as I get more feedback from business owners and what they need and topics that they're really, you know, areas that they're concerned about or would like more information about or have a conversation with somebody about, I'd like to, you know, keep you in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I love talking about productivity.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you and your family are doing well. I'm glad that you've been able to kind of shift and are restructuring a bit to see what happens next.
Yeah, fun. Thanks, Nancy. I'm glad things are well with you too.
Okay, yeah, thanks. They are. Good. And thanks, Mike Cabea, videographer, photographer, mon frère, brother from another mother. Thanks for everybody for tuning in, and we'll see you next week as we work through COVID-19. Do you want to build upon your leadership skills and become more effective as a business owner? Do you want to reinvent yourself or evolve as you redesign your business? This is a dual innovation process. Are you ready to take charge of who you next become? If the answer is yes, I've been developing and implementing mentoring programs to thousands of emerging to experienced entrepreneurial leaders and business owners and their teams since 1992. I totally love it and feel I'm on this planet to involve the leadership in the world from the inside out. Of course, this means seeing myself as a work in progress, which is beneficial to you because I'm not stagnant and I'm motivated to create and bring you incredible programming all the time. So here's a few ways that you can get involved in our WeMentor self-leadership community. You can subscribe for free through WeMentor.com to the podcast. You can also find it on Apple Podcasts, which used to be iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, Blueberry Directory, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio, which is where you can shout out your request on smart home device through Alexa, Cortana, Amazon Echo, and Google Home. You can also become a sponsor of this program and support what's happening here in these all these meaningful conversations. Or you can get one-on-one mentoring and go at your own pace as you evolve into the leader that you've always wanted to become. You can join a WeMentor Mini Lab, which we offer several times during the year. We're focused on some element of self-leadership and your progress toward becoming more effective. And the last and final way in which you can get involved in WeMentor's self-leadership community is by joining a one-year entrepreneurial leadership and mentoring lab where we dig into the details and help you with the operational along with your leadership skills so you can evolve with your entity and really, really progress in building the life that you've always wanted to build. So please check out WeMentor.com. You can email me, Nancy, at WeMentor.com or call me, 1-612-804-8920. All right, keep listening and we'll see you next week.